This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers, sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are back in the UK. I just wanted to mention something which often happens after Ramadan, and that is the post-Ramadan dip. So what happened in Ramadan, mashallah, is that we are, you know, praying, we are fasting in the month of Ramadan. Come the end of when Ramadan finishes, then we have this post-Ramadan dip where the iman levels sometimes decrease. And the reason for this, no sound? You got sound now? And the reason for this is that after Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, one is worshipping, one is praying his Taraweeh, fasting during the day, and reading the Quran. So after Ramadan, then there is a dip. And this is natural because of the spirituality of the month of Ramadan. But for some people, the dip is immense. So in the month of Ramadan, you fast for 29, 30 days, you pray your Salah, you read the Quran. Come after Ramadan, it's total and utter, you know, dip. The Salah finishes, the fasting finishes, even the Tilawah of the Quran, the Dhikr finishes. Now, I just want to remind you of a story in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and it's a very pertinent story, and I'll allude to it very briefly. And the story is this, that after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was much confusion amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum because of their immense love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was on the outskirts of Medina on the day that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, came into Medina when he heard. He walked through the masjid and he could hear Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu saying that whoever says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed away, then I will remove his head from his body because he has gone away like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went away for 40 days and then came back. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered the room of Aisha radiallahu anha. The blessed body of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was lying there. He removed the sheet from the blessed face of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he kissed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the forehead. And he said, Tibta hayyan wa mayyitan ya Rasulallah. He said, you were beautiful in life and you are as beautiful in death, O Messenger of Allah. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came out and he told Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu to calm down. But Umar radiallahu anhu wasn't having any of it. He told him, oh Umar, calm down. Umar wasn't listening. There was immense amount of confusion. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said his famous words. He said, من كان يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. He said, whoever worshipped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then let him know that Muhammad has passed on to his Lord. And whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let him know that Allah is alive and death never befalls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to remind you of this story post-Ramadan. Why? Because we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the month of Ramadan. We fasted, we prayed our salah, we prayed our taraweeh. And then all of a sudden, it's as though for some of us, that post-Ramadan, we na'udhu billah, we almost worship another Allah. Now we are worshipping the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala post-Ramadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive and does not die. And therefore, although we may not be able to keep up the same spirit as we keep up in the month of Ramadan, but there should be an element of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading our Quran, and the minimum should be that we should be praying our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner which is pleasing to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our iman strong all year round and request the du'as. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.